Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Play no more.
That's it.
We got a lunch to do. You understand?
Wait a minute.
You're trying to look like Vanessa this morning.
That's it.
Vanessa, like, she about to hurt somebody this morning.
Right? I'm looking at this hat.
I don't need to quit.
You recognize.
You're rocking this hat.
Thank you. I love you, each and every last one of you. Yeah.
We love you too, Miss Vanessa.
Amen.
One out there on a young cruise. That's where she going.
Don't tell nobody, Antonio.
She's going to go stop that traffic.
Yes.
I need to quit. Y'all told me to post it and then video it.
Man.
Then you.
No, that's fine. Come on, yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, no. Yeah.
You did right. Well, good morning, all of you. Let's cover conference real quick. Let me try to get this out the way. What do, just randomly holla out, what do, Deanna, get ready right now. What do y'all want to learn? The more you talk, the better it is for you. What do you want to learn? Doesn't matter. Talking about the conference December 4th and 5th, $35. What do you want to learn?
How to destroy, how to kill Rikaza, how to blow it up, how to, that's what I want. That's what I want.
Grace, I believe you put it down yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, boy.
Yes, okay.
I think Grace anticipated you saying that. That was like number two or three on the board. Write it down anyway for me, Deanna, because he said destroy it.
Okay, you heard him.
We didn't write it down that strong.
How to dominate.
Well, I can tell you for sure, one of those things are going to be, I'm not sure if it's going to be a video or in a conference, but did we come up with a 30-day plan or a 100-day? Which one was it?
30-day
plan. Well, part of that, Jerome, is day one, do this. Day two, dude. Yeah, I know you want some of that there.
Come on now.
Yes. Hey, yes.
21 years military. Ooh, give me some structure.
You show right. Yes. Good stuff. We would definitely have that going on. Plus, there's Deanna's coming up with a marketing folder right now, just so everybody can understand, to where all you gotta do is go in there, take a picture or video, post that with its respective script, or, you know, of course you can change it and modify it to yourself, but she's trying to make everything super easy for all of you as well. So surely that would be liked.
That would be fantastic.
There you go. So good job.
Where's that going to be?
We'll give you a link and you'll download it. If I can put it in the back of your, so the website, because the software is in two pieces. 99% of the software is actually back office software. The 1% is the website. So when you go to the website, that really means, it means nothing to y'all. It's going to mean everything to everybody else. But once you log in, then that's where everything takes over. If I can put it back there somewhere, I will. But if not, it'll just be a separate link that you just go in there. No login necessary. And just, it'll be very well labeled, you know, video, graphics. We may even say silver sneakers, young people, middle-aged people, business women, right? We may literally classify it as so many different categories. And then you could just draw from there. Yeah. So if I can put it in your back office, I will, but that may happen with the second upgrade to the software that me and Tempest are already working on right now anyway. So we'll see. But if not, you still gonna have it before the next 30 days. You still gonna have it. If you get it and it's not in the back of your software, it's just gonna be a link, probably in Dropbox or something. You can just go in there. You won't have to sign in or nothing. It'll be available to everybody. Cool. All right, if you just joined us, we're talking about the conference and we're asking, what do you want to learn? Now, of course, we wrote down plenty of stuff, but you don't need to know what that stuff is because we're asking you, what do you want to learn? This is my style of having y'all correct anything we missed or seeing if we were in the right place at the same time. So there you go. What would you like to learn December 4th and 5th? What would you like to learn?
Hi guys.
Yes.
I'm not, my camera isn't on because I'm kind of busy with something. I don't want to distract.
No worries.
But I would like to learn, apart from the wealth of knowledge that I know is going to be there, I would like to learn how to manage your taxes, like how, in a sense, how to avoid paying unnecessary taxes, unnecessary high taxes.
That's really good. And write that down, Alan. That's really good, and that's not in there yet. That's really, really good. That's really good. Good job. Put a star or something by that. Yeah, put like five stars or something. I don't know. You know, so Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. That's really good. Okay, that's not in there. That's not in there at all. And of course, the only way that I would do that is to bring in a tax professional to do that. That's the only way that I would do that. Very good. Okay, didn't see that one coming. Give me some more there. Give me some more. Give me some more. What would you like to learn? And let me give you a hint. The sales funnel and the understanding of it is in there. That's in there. That is absolutely in there. How to get people. Gotta make sure this. I forget how she said it yesterday. But how do you get people in your sales funnel is even more important than understanding sales funnel. And that's in there. And then the nuance, how do you get people in your sales funnel on Facebook, is being taught as well, because a lot of you will be using Facebook due to your preference and your age and the target audience that you want to attract as well. Okay.
Let's see. Lisa, yes, ma'am. The president.
Well, ask the president how to get people to sales funnel?
No, I think about what Abby was talking about, how to not pay unnecessary taxes.
I believe he's an expert at that. Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. All right. Well,
his way of not paying taxes is he's just a bad businessman and doesn't make any money.
that's other expertise going on. Yeah, buddy. All right, how to create a landing page. Okay, write that down. I think we can do that. We've done that before. But I think that we can go ahead and create that. Go ahead and do that. Deanna, if you put that, I think that would be most beneficial for a lot of people. Now go ahead and put that down.
Got it.
Meantime, if you don't have QuickBooks, and you can get QuickBooks, if not, Excel spreadsheet, keep records of everything. Keep every receipt and any transactions that you do, any business that you do, keep records of it. That's very important. And records of, you know, when you travel here or there, keep the gasoline receipts, you know, keep records of travel expenses. Keep records of meals if you have a meal with somebody. All of that relates to your business. And then from working from home, and they'll go over that, you get, you know, percentages of your electric bill. And so just make sure you keep everything. And so, and if you don't have what's gathered here, you get that gathered up for your business.
Yourself, you're right. Definitely do that. I remember all those days having shoe boxes full of receipts. Oh God.
And then what do you do with them, right?
Yeah, it was.
Now receipts don't last. You need to take a picture of, if you have a receipt, you need to take a picture of it. But yeah. You know, on all your bank statements, you can, and it's better if you kind of start putting things on a spreadsheet or somewhere if you don't have QuickBooks. Because going through a whole year of your bank statements, but you can do that too. You know, if you've created a business, make sure you put it through your business. If not, you could still transfer it over there, but have that record in your bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
I always, you know, I get a hard copy, but I always get the electronic copy of bank statements too. That way you already have them there.
That's super smart. That's why a lot of people use credit cards. Stay fiscally responsible people use credit cards and then pay it off at the end of the month just so they can have that itemized report.
Right.
Yeah, because the company does it for you.
Your debit card will work for that too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you have a debit card with the bank, and that shows everything. And same with checks. Who writes checks? But sometimes you have to.
Yeah, there's a good app for this too that I use. It's called Mint.
Yes.
If y'all go download, it's free. and I don't get paid for it. Let's see. It's called, let me go search. Is it Mint? I actually got it. Yep, Mint. It's called Mint, M-I-N-T. And it looks like this little green thing here. Mint. It's a, you sync your bank account information on there, your card information. And what it does is it teaches you how to budget personally so you don't go over a budget. It will establish a budget for you if you don't know how. But to Susan's point, it keeps a track. It categorizes all your spending. And it is the new version of keeping a ledger and writing everything down. It's the new version. And since it's all digital, then it'll track it for you month after month after month. You go back month after month. That's something I use from some good stuff. Something I use from some good stuff. Well, let me address a few things.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
I'm on the same topic we're on. You did an excellent job talking about the significance of taking one piece of content.
Yes, sir.
And regurgitating it and using it over different platforms. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping at the conference that you will be able to address to us the significance of combining our product and services with ATS Enriqueza so that we can maximize the use of our money without having you're going to have a store. Well, I got a website. Well, if I got a website and I got a store, I mean, you know, that's two different places that my products are at. Yep. At the same token, you guys are helping me do my books. When I go out and talk about Enriqueza, I'm going to tell them ATS is helping me get my books done. Oh, maybe I should join Enriqueza. So showing us how to do both in a way that will make us money multiply and not just, I'm focused on Enriqueza, I'm focused on my business, you know, that kind of thing. So.
No doubt. Okay, so let me address, that's the third time that has come up. First, hold on, Justin, you don't need the link. You actually speaking at the conference. I just haven't got with you yet. You're my last person that I haven't got with. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I just haven't got with him yet, but December, I think you'll probably be on December 5th or maybe December 4th, one of them. But nevertheless, I was going to have you break down your four e-commerce in a major way, right? And however you want to do that, I wasn't going to tell you what to do, but I was going to give you a lot of time to get it done. Okay, a lot of time to get that done. So I think you'll be blessed and grateful for that as well.
Antonio?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Shaker put two things.
Hold on. Okay. Just put a pin in. Let me go back to Jerome. That's the third time that came up, Jerome. Yesterday, Grace wrote it on the board. Yesterday, Carisha sent me her whole plan of how she is combining her company with Enriqueza and ATS. And now you just said it. So apparently I need to open my ears and shut my mouth, all right, and make that happen immediately. Where's Deanna at? Grace, write down for me and then send it to her, but write down for me in this chat so I can see it. Oh, and Deanna just said, Abby asked me too. All right, so that's four times. That needs to be ASAP. So that's in the conference now. And we're going to teach you how. We're going to teach you how to combine your business with Enriqueza. Okay?
Antonio, didn't you say you got over 7 million followers? Yes. I don't have 7 million followers. I want my products in front of your followers.
I understood.
Hello.
That's what I would do. That's what I would do. And that's exactly what I would do. I wouldn't start from the beginning. But not at all. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, that kind of, I think, ties into what I was thinking, but I'd like to see something on developing traffic, on how to develop traffic to get more people looking at your stuff.
Okay, Deanna, put, I need, wait, where's she at? She keep disappearing on me. There you go. All right, I need 3 hours on traffic. There's no way I could do traffic in a short amount of time. Okay, 3 hours on traffic. Let's put that down. I'll try to squeeze it in. And then put these here. Put stealing traffic. Converting traffic. Oh, I gotta put myself in Jerry's shoes. Okay, then I convert it. I'm missing something. Okay, hold on. Let me make myself broke real quick. All right. I'm literally broke. I have no money whatsoever.
Listen, I take that personally.
Well, I didn't say I was gonna do you put in your shoes. And then I got 27 days to pay my rent. Okay.
Sierra said a lot of this was in OBA.
Yes. Yes, it was. It sure was. But we're going to do it specifically towards combining two occasions so we can make a little, say, concepts a little different. And that's why they should have joined the OBA challenge, huh? Huh? Ain't that right? Let's see.
Excuse me, can I say something?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Remember when I was trying to get so much money in a few days? You gave me an idea, so I guess try to create create something where you know that is needed by the audience to make so much money in so many days. I don't know, just trying to help out.
All right, no, that actually helped me out. That actually helped me out. What's the first two I said, Deanna? Oh, she don't have it. I think I said, I should have said converting traffic and stealing traffic is what I believe I said. Okay. All right. Converting traffic and then stealing traffic. And then let's go with you. Hold on. I'm going to try to say this in a little fancy way. Basically, I'm trying to say use someone else's product to put into your bank account. So let's go with funding traffic. There you go. And then put that little explanation inside of that for me. What I just said. That means use Rakaza, use ATS, use the freshman level that is free to then funnel that person to your bank account, which is not free. Okay. All right. Write Justin's name down for December 4th or 5th, you know, for the conference. He's a speaker. And he's out. He's the last one. Everybody else is all in-house. Well, even though he's in-house. You get the point, though. You get the point. All right. Good stuff. He wants his name is Justin W. Frazier. Write it down that way. Outstanding. Outstanding. All right. Good stuff. Very good, Jerry. What you just said was equally as good as Abby's. Very good. Very good. You need traffic, but y'all don't need to go out there and create. Notice that I did not say create traffic anywhere. No, when I said I do that, I do that now. I create traffic every day, but that ain't how I started. I started stealing traffic. Somebody gonna catch that on the way home. I didn't start off being original or creating. I started off stealing. Oh, you like Les Brown, huh? Well, let me do this video too, like him. You like Tony Robbins, huh? Well, let me coach. Y'all get it? Oh, you like TikTok? Let me go on TikTok and do a little TikTok funny video. Anybody trying to create nothing? I create now. Yeah. When you get all that money, then you can start creating. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, you start stealing. But then once you steal the traffic and it's going to your website, now you got to learn how to convert it, don't you? Ain't no sense in you having traffic if you don't know how to make the money. You know what I'm saying? And then now that you get the money, what's the third thing I said, Deanna? You put it in parentheses. You got to fund the traffic, right? Is what I said?
Yep. Got to fund the traffic.
Now you got to keep that going on and on and on, don't you? You know, spend a little money, get some tools to be faster than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to think in logical terms here. Deanna, make sure you put that. I explain what funding traffic means. Can you put it in parentheses next to funding traffic? Did you get my explanation?
Use someone else's use someone else's traffic to put in your bank account.
Okay, hold on, you're missing something. Use someone else's product is what I was really focused on. Someone else's product and traffic. You say product and traffic, it's the product. Because someone was going to say, but I don't have a product, Antonio. And I was anticipating that. You understand? That's why I say, if you don't have a product, then you act like the freshman level is your product. See what I just did?
Mm-hmm.
See it? If you don't have a product, you say, hey, everybody, my name is Ralph, and I'm giving away $30,000 today of education. Sure.
Hello, Ralph.
I have partnered with the ATS company, and I've already purchased your, you know, I've already given a tuition rebate for you. The first thing you have to do if you want to learn how to do real estate and all sorts of stuff is you got to like my page. See what I'm doing? See what I'm doing? I'm saying, you like that? Y'all come over there and like my page. The second thing you have to do is go to my Instagram and like. The third thing you do is have to download my ebook. Okay. And send a screenshot of proof of download. And when I see that, you will be enrolled for a lifetime membership and the number one millionaire making program on the planet. That's it. That's what I just gave you every step. I really did. I just gave you every step.
I thought that was brilliant, Antonio.
Thank you. Yeah, if you don't have it, you don't need it. Right? You don't need it. You just need to find a way to take credit. And then before you tap into my traffic and send them to your traffic, and then when you say download my ebook, guess what that is? That's name, number, and phone number in your database. And then you already have a name, number, and phone number, and then you sign them up in the freshman level. Name, number, phone number, email. That's what you do. Just like that. So we both win. We win, and you win. Pretty easy, right? Said that yesterday to my private group. Kara is on it. Okay, Grace, you had like 5 questions for me. I remember you said something about Shaker.
Yes. First, Namdi does what you said in the beginning. Yeah. Everybody on his list that he gave to me, he said, hey, let them know that I negotiated for them to get a scholarship with the ATS Business University.
You understand. And so now what I want you to do is when you talk to them, you say, oh, my God. I want you to make them feel so special. This is what you do, Grace. You're probably already doing it because you know how to do it. But let me do it anyway for teaching purposes for everybody else. You know, let's say Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, how you doing? This is Grace. Not me telling me to call you? Yes. Let me tell you, Priscilla, I've heard a lot about you. You must clearly be special because Namdi has already paid your way into this lifetime membership. Congratulations. That's fantastic. That's I've seen him do this just once before. Yeah. And so you must be absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. Tell me about yourself. See, I did. Now she believes it again. And you made Namdi look good, which you are. Grace is the best, what you call it, Grace? Edifier. This company. There's no doubt about it. She's got that down. He teaches that. Go ahead, Jerry.
There is and something that, and you can use this in a lot of different ways, but specific to what you're talking about, there is something very powerful about speaking to someone like you just did and using the word congratulations, especially with someone you may have never talked to before. As long as it has some meaning, obviously, there's got to be some substance to that. But doing it that way and congratulating them, it's very hard for someone to come down from that after you've built them up with that. That's and it really sets everything up beautifully.
That's 100% facts. Let me tell you what Facebook did. Mark Zuckerberg, I think it was either he had his baby or his niece had a baby or something like that. And this was 2000, I don't think he had the baby yet. This was 2014-15. You can find this in the book by Stephen Levy, Facebook, The Inside Story, okay? And Mark was upset because he posted a baby picture, but none of his friends and family saw it. Like, none of them. None of them. And he said, well, the algorithm isn't working the way it should if it's going to connect people. So what he did was, this is a true story, the algorithm now searches for the word congratulations. Because when you have an event, when someone gets married, what do humans say? Congratulations. You understand what I'm saying? When you make it, you graduate, congratulations. You get divorced, congratulations. Depends on if you know what I'm saying, with the fellas. And anyway, sorry, that's just for my crew. Don't worry about this. All right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you do all of that, and the algorithm searches for that. And what it does is it treats your post like a viral post for your friends and family. It makes sure that everyone in your, you know, who you interact with the most sees that first. It makes sure. And I thought that was brilliant. And Jerry just spoke up on it from a human perspective. And I'm telling you, Jerry is so right. We made computers act more human because he's so right. It's a big
part.
No, sorry, you're good.
Tony, quick one. Did you just say that's an app or is that a bot programmed into an app?
That's the algorithm on Facebook. So it's the machine learning. The artificial intelligence, yeah, that controls your timeline on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you this book. I learned so much. I learned so much from this book. So, and it's got all the, it's got all the ups and downs too. Let me just tell you. I don't want y'all to think that you're going to hear a cheesy story. It starts off with the 2016 presidential election and how everybody was in trouble because Facebook absolutely influenced that election. There's no doubt about it. That's already, like, this isn't slander or anything, but they already went to court and lost over this already. this is facts at this point. This book right here. Facebook, The Inside Story by Stephen Levy. Fantastic. This book is great too. This book is great too. Actually, it's equally as great. Both books I read together. I read this one first and then read this one right after. Fantastic. All I've been doing here lately, I'll show y'all. This is just me attempting to give you tips of how I keep, well, let me say it this way. The whole point is to be so far ahead of people that they can't catch up. Like, that's the whole point. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the whole point. There is no other point. Well, like, I should be so good, so big that the Republicans and the Democrats call me a monopoly and try to break me up. You understand? If I ain't doing business like that, I ain't doing business. If you're not trying to break me up into little bitty companies, we not doing it well enough. You understand? We just not doing it well enough. That's how focused you should be on dominating your industry. Focus. Now, I want you to see a trend in these books. Not this one. I just bought this one. Henry Ford, My Life and My Work. The Story of Airbnb. The Story of Twitter. The Story of All the Big Tech Companies, written by Stephen Levy again. I became a fan immediately. The Story of Reddit. I just finished this one, The Story of Alibaba. This book is awesome. I won't say nothing about that. The Story of JP Morgan and Chase. The Story of Samsung. The Story of the Billion Dollar Brand, the Dollar a Day Shaving Club. Y'all know what I'm talking about. A disruptive shaving industry. Yep. The Story of China and Its 100-Year Marathon to Replace America as a Global Power. The last books that I have consumed in the last 30 to 60 days are all about how people in my position right now took over the world and we didn't figure it out until 20 years from now. That was me rewinding, okay? That was me rewinding. I've been studying crazy. Like it's just been dominating my wave patterns of all the people who, like, so what's the story of Netflix? That's in there too. What's the story of Netflix? And what did they look like before? Like, what did they look like before everyone else saw them? They look like this. Actually, they look like this. And what steps did Jack Ma take, switching companies, to get to Alibaba? And all I've been doing is researching all these ups and downs. And I can't tell you how many times I said, Phil, ooh, okay, I better not do that. That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work at all, okay? There's some stuff that I would have did. I was like, yep, not going to do that. That is not going to work for the future. The Facebook book taught me a lot. I've got the story of Elon Musk, all of them. Why would I do that? Because now this is statistics. This isn't a belief, Jerome. This is historical facts, historicity, the actual depiction of people and events that is not up for interpretation. Billionaires become billionaires during down economies. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm telling y'all, the next Jeff Bezos, the next Elon Musk, they look like me. I ain't gonna bother y'all no more. If you ain't catching, I can't help you catch it. I can't share a screen, show you what books I'm fat. I can't help you catch it if you ain't gonna catch it. That's got nothing to do with me. Let's go back to the conference now, Dion. Let's go back to the conference. All right. What else would y'all like to learn?
Okay.
Grace.
Okay. So I think you did you see talk about how to create a landing page?
Yes, I did see that.
Shaker said, how to get our economy to bounce internally the best suited number of times before it leaves the group.
Fair enough. All right. So put down for me step-by-step guide to creating your own economy. Okay. And then you already put how to create a landing page, right? Okay. No problem.
Got it. Okay. Charmone said, Antonio.
Hold on, you said step-by-step guide on how to build your economy?
Create.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Charmone said, Antonio, you have given us so many tools to do what we need to do to reach our goals, but I'm learning that you have to change your mindset and your thought processes in order to really progress forward. Can you teach or have someone teach on how to become internally the millionaire, the business mogul that you see within yourself?
I'm teaching all of that.
Okay.
And it's probably just going to be me unless somebody else does it in a presentation. But remember I said yesterday and the day before yesterday, it's going to be mixed with a little Neil Donald Walsh in there. Uh-huh. That's what I meant.
Amen.
That's exactly right. What I meant. Nearly half the conference is Thursday esoteric call, let me tell you. All right, let me tell you, nearly half the conference. There's no doubt about it, because you're absolutely right. There is absolutely no doubt about that, for sure. That's why I didn't go get speakers. You know what I'm saying? Because there's, you know, so much time. And this is, I have an agenda for this conference. My agenda for this conference is to motivate 100 people to go get 100 people. That's my agenda. That's my agenda, to motivate 100 people, go get 100 people, because I still believe that the poop emoji is going to hit the fan, okay? I think it's going to hit the fan, and I want us protected. You understand? I want us protected. I want people like Abby to say, I made so much money, I brought my husband home. Come on, I know I got me an Abby in the building. You understand? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I brought him home. He worked from home now. Hey. You understand? That's
amen, kind of, amen, that's amen.
It. That's it. That's it.
Some people may reverse that.
Right, you're right. You're right. So right. So right.
Hope not. But.
You understand, right? Made so much money, I kicked the husband out the house. Go to work. I need some alone time. I need to miss you. Understand. But y'all get it, right? This is the story. So my agenda is to find that base of 100 that is serious about changing the quality of their lives. And the hard part about that is you can't see it on the outside. Like, Vanessa's doing things. Like, if you look at Vanessa, you think, okay, she's just not taking it seriously. Vanessa ain't playing with y'all. Like, you can't look at somebody's heart. You just can't. Vanessa was the first people to start holding her own meetings. Like, Vanessa's not playing with y'all. You understand? And apparently, I found this out yesterday. Tanya got 14 people.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
How the heck that happened? I have no idea. No idea. But Tanya ain't playing with
that. Tanya.
Yeah, she just sit back, lay back, quiet, listening. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And boom, over here. Oh, I'm sorry. I grew real big. Sorry about that. Right? You can't tell who. And Michelle literally soaked up knowledge for 6 months, didn't say nothing. Well, she asked 1,000 questions, because that's what Michelle would do. She asked 1,000 questions. Didn't move a thing. I just said, okay, well, she came and learned. And then one day, Michelle brought in 18 people.
Woo, woo!
I ain't lying.
It's up to 22 now. It's up to 22 now.
Woo! One day, she brought in 18 people. I say, what is going on here? And now she had 22. You can't tell. What's that? How you say it, Grace? About, you know, any your MLM circles, they say, you know, the one you think
the ones you think who won't will, and the ones who you think will won't.
Exactly.
There you go.
You know what I observed about Michelle is she took Rakeza and modeled it after the way she runs her business. She used her tools that she had for her business, the systems that she's created, and transferred it over to Rakeza and did the same type of procedures and tasks to make it happen.
Yep, you're right. She is a very systematic, organized thinker. There's no doubt about it.
I understand that. I saw that happen. She talked about her email system and the people and all that, and that comes second nature to her, but I'm sure she had to develop that. But you know, that's why keeping good records and having all those things with your clients as you're building your own business is important, because
absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. Which remind me to come back to Facebook, okay, Grace? Remind me to come back to Facebook. My man Prophet put something powerful in the chat. Let's do a class on how to get off fixed income. Disability or fixed income, okay, using Rakeza and ATS. Okay, let me, I'm gonna do that section myself. So put that down for me, Dion. Put that down for me. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to mess up if you work with me, I'm gonna blow your disability out the water. Okay, I'm just telling you. I have to warn these people all the time. I have to warn it all the time. And if you're okay with that, then you ain't gonna need disability no more. You say like this. Not at all.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
But I can't tell you how many times I've heard someone say, well, no, that's okay. I'll just keep my disability. Think about that. Listen to the actual options. Work with me. We're going to make sure you never need it again. And then they say, that's all right. I'll keep it because I don't want to lose it. Think about that. Okay, go ahead, Prophet. Let me hear from you.
Yeah, it just get to the point that you get tired. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been on it since 98. And you want to do better. You know what I'm saying? And it's to the point now, and I'm telling this for a reason.
Yes,
in the accident last year, I ended up with over, it's not much, but over $170,000+.
Yeah.
But I can't get my hands on it because of disability. Now, sometimes I am kind-hearted to where it'll probably blow it. But what I'm trying to say is that everything is under disability.
Yep.
You can't have this type of money in your bank account. You got to pay back disability all the way back from 98, you know, and all that stuff. So about time you think of 98 till now, I probably won't have hardly no money.
Yep.
So I do have a trustee and all that, so that's good. But I'm not worried about that. My thing is getting off of disability as a Black man, 51 years old, depending on disability basically all his life.
Yep.
And I want to do more. But everybody's telling me, oh, you need to stay on that because that's what the blessing is. No, I believe it's more out there. I mean, there's more out there than just $700 a month. And half of that goes to rent. I'm not telling my business, but I'm just being real.
You got to be real, man. You're helping somebody.
I'm just being real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, before you know it, before the end of the month, the middle of the month, you don't have no money.
Preach, Black man.
Yes, sir. You ain't lying.
You don't have no money. So it's not to the point to say, you know, pop my collar or I'm a millionaire or a billionaire, but it's to help those that are in my situation.
Yeah.
They're tired of being on disability, but they can't get off of it. So that's one of the questions I had. Excuse me for taking up the time.
No, sir. You know, no need to be excused. Let me let Phil go first before I go. Go ahead, Phil.
The fear of loss is greater than the anticipation to gain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Think and Grow Rich covers fear of loss.
Can I ask
extensively? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to ask your brother what actually is his disability.
Well, I fell off a house in 91 broke all the elbow into where I couldn't hardly pick up anything, and I finally got on disability. Then 2005, I got into a car wreck, became paralyzed, end up walking after being paralyzed for so many months. Now I'm back to the point after the accident of last year where I can't walk, basically bedridden. So it's a lot that's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and being that you're on this call,
amen,
we change your mindset to prosperity and abundance to where you get to be whatever you want to be. In other words, the space for opportunity allows you to be who you want to be, not your current situation. Your current situation is your current reality that you step up off of, but the space of possibility, you get to be who you want to be. So your mind is fertile. Your body needs rehabilitation. You have a computer in front of you and you have your wits because you're on this call. So you have the space of possibility to bring in everything you can under the sun. And you ain't got to tell disability nothing, because they so backed up, they won't catch it for 10, 20, 30 years. And you gain your abundance and your wealth, and you can give back that way to people in your current situation. So within 90 days to 180 days, maybe even 365 days, if you want, you can change your whole situation from living off disability to having a passive income of $700 a month, living on financial freedom, meaning that all your expenses are paid off of your passive income, and you're bringing in another $700 a month passively, meaning whether you want to get up in the morning, whether you don't, whatever it is, that money's coming into you every month, all by changing the mindset, the literature, and being in groups like this of associations, people who's actually doing things. It's all in the mind.
Okay.
And I can tell you're ready, too. I mean, that is obvious. That is obvious. You're ready, sir.
I have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way, like I have an actual company, should I put my company in as what the income is?
Yeah.
Because I am on disability as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you should do that. If y'all
you
have
know companies, what I mean? So
yes, if y'all have companies, your companies should join Rikaiser. Listen, all right, everybody listen to me.
Yes. Don't do it. I'll call you back.
you can, whatever y'all doing, you can do. Just now that you let me know, I can make sure that it's you. We can switch it over to your company, all right? I mean, I own everything. It's all good. It's called income tax. So if you put it in your name, it's income. Do you understand? The reason why Donald Trump didn't pay that much, no disrespect to him, because he didn't make any income. It's an income tax, y'all. It's not a business tax. Once money goes through an entity, it's no longer income. It's revenue.
I definitely need to switch it to my business then.
yes. If you have a company, you need to switch your company. It needs to be human consultants. You understand? Like, that's who we send the money to. And of course, you are the owner of that company. So, you know, you can cash the checks, so you get the PayPal, all that stuff. You understand?
That's gold right there.
Yes. Income tax. Please do not forget that it's an income tax. This means that Warren Buffett's secretary pays more in income tax than Warren Buffett. Not that Warren Buffett doesn't pay his fair share, because he is actually one of the billionaires that loves to do so. I'm talking about percentage-wise, because she makes an income. You understand? Warren Buffett does not. It's not a revenue tax. It's not a profit tax, shareholder tax. It's an income tax. If you have a job, you are a slave. Sorry, but that's what it is. Okay, go ahead, Amanda.
Okay, I have a quick question. Okay, so when we signed up and, you know, we linked our PayPal, how do I change which PayPal it went to? Because if I'm going to put this to go through one of my businesses, because I have two, it's going to go through one versus the other just because of where I'm going to use the knowledge for the most. And the one that is linked is not the one that I want it to be linked to.
That's right. We'll work with you. It's all good. Yeah, I came here to make 100,000 millionaires. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all not ready, then we'll help you get ready, or we'll wait for you to be ready. You understand what I'm saying? Like, listen, y'all. And that's a good question. But we're not so big to where I can't hear my people. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. All right. Yeah. So no. That's we'll good. Work with you. Yeah. We will work with you. If you're saying, listen, I've been operating this company, but operating on other name because I just haven't had the $300 to form the entity. But if you just give me a chance, can I switch it over? Yes, you can. Absolutely. Okay. We're literally changing the world, and you know, we're not playing games to where, you know, I got it, you don't, you should have got it. No. That's a different kind of organization. That's not ATS. Okay. So, you know, y'all need help. Be transparent. Now, you can do that privately. And then we will help you. We'll steer you in the right direction. We'll help you. Please don't let that voice in your head say, well, it's a dumb question. They're not going to listen to me because I can't help you if you never asked a question. Okay. All right, go ahead, Michelle. Thank you, Amanda. And then I got Grace, I'm going to address what you put me in chat too. So whoever asked about writing content and creating the videos in the conference, get ready. I'm going to answer your question. Go ahead, Michelle.
Oh, I just wanted to say that, can you add when you get that to the accountant to teach us, and I'm guilty of it. I'm just being transparent. I don't pay myself a salary. So can you have the accountant to teach us how to pay ourselves a salary, how to determine salaries for our staff, and even just in the conference, how to price our product, how to price our services, like a breakdown, because that's important for a lot of businesses. I mean, I don't know if I'm saying something, but I know I can use the assistant.
All right, no doubt. Deanna, write down all these got stars by them. Write down I don't know a none way to say what I'm about to say, so I just have to say it. Write down, teach me how to organize my money so I can get a salary. The problem, I can tell you that right now, the problem is you got one bank account. That's your problem. Like, I don't even have to ask. If you have this problem, you got one bank account. I don't have to ask. Yeah. And when everything comes out of one bank account, when you have an emergency, guess what you do? You pay for that, right? And then you ain't got no more salary left, okay? You ain't got no more salary left, okay? So that's definitely one of the main problems going on. And then you're going to put, Deanna, you're going to put, how do I make my pricing attractive and competitive?
Now that was good. I like that.
I just said what you said in different words. It's what you said though. It was your idea. I just said it in different words. All right, let me address this comment in the chat real quick. Then I get Vanessa, then I get Abby. Okay. Someone asked privately, and I guess I shouldn't read out loud, but I am. Someone wants to write content and create videos and how important it is to be seen in the conference. That is important. I don't know who asked this question. I'm not even sure how you asked this question, but let me tell you something.
I'm sorry, it was me. I just wanted to see if we could add that to the conference because a lot of people don't know how to write content. A lot of people don't. We was blessed in OBA to learn, but a lot of other people don't know.
And so put how to write, produce, and publish attractive content that converts into sales. Right, how to write, produce, and publish attractive content that converts into sales. Right. Now, there's something else in that question that I wish would have been asked. Antonio, how can I what can I do in your brand to make me some more money? And the answer is simple. Show up, be seen, and be liked. I can't stress this to you enough. Like, go to Lisa Nichols' brand. Show up, be seen, be liked. Do you understand? Go to Donald Trump brand. Show up, be seen, be liked. And if you're Black, he's going to put you right in the camera, right behind him. I promise you he is. Okay? Okay. I'm just telling you, right? Like, if you're trying to boost your brand, then you need to show up, be liked, and be seen. Okay? You must. Because half the people that have been elevated, like Justin and Phil and Jerry, they show up, they be seen, and they're well liked. There's your formula. Okay, there's your formula. Don't underestimate the power of influencing friends. Okay, How to Win Friends and Influence People. This book field keeps coming back up. It just keeps finding its way into all these meetings. I'm telling y'all, you want to be able to win friends and influence people. And some people have mastered that. And their golden parachute shows it. You understand? Okay. Anywho. All right. Vanessa, then Abby.
Okay. Antonio, I sort of... like have two questions.
Okay, no problem.
And I'm trying to figure out how to put it in words. Now you have law enforcement. Mm-hmm. This is help me out. Now you have law enforcement that is shutting down everybody that wants to do business. I'm not gonna say on the streets, but you know, mm-hmm. like on the corners here and there, setting up products and doing mm-hmm. things, they're all shutting it down. Where mm-hmm. they maybe I was late finding out about it, but they are doing it. Mm-hmm. They are forcing people to go into the flea markets and do all of that kind of stuff.
So you want to know the way around that?
I do.
Okay. Well, she's not talking about illegal activities, John. What she's talking about is you can't even sell bottled water, right? Right. That's what she's talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't put up a lemonade stand like you used to be able to. Mm-mm. You can't sell, you know, the government cell phones that you can get for free. Like Reggie got in trouble for that. Reggie and Grace got in trouble mm-hmm. for that, right? Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You can't do none of that stuff. Mm-mm. This is some street stuff here, okay, y'all? This is some street stuff. Mm-hmm. This is where you follow rules.
Okay.
Let me bless y'all. Rules are stupid, all of them. But what they want you to go do is get a permit. The government, the local government has decided y'all making money without us. That's not going to happen. So I want you to put this in street talk. You understand? Like, put this in street terms. Mm-hmm. Dope man saw Vanessa getting money on his block.
Okay.
I said, I ain't got no piece of that. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Send them out and move off the block is what's happening to you. So how do you do that? You say, hey, Mr. Dope Man, I'd like to move up in here and I give you a portion of the sales. In the government's case, they just asking for one time portion of the sales, some $75 permit or something. Mm-hmm. The way you fix this problem is you go get that permit. So when they run up on you, you be like, hey, oh, I'm a rule follower. I'm a rule follower, right? As soon as they walk away, you go, I'm a punk self, right? And then you go back to your sales.
Okay. But Antonio, mm-hmm. these are people with permits.
Oh, that's a different
They thing. Are still, yeah, they are, these are people with permits.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. So if they're just absolutely, if it's permits, you follow all the rules and they're not letting you do it, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not letting you do it, then this is what I would do, okay?
Okay.
This is what I would do. Tell me what, well, I don't even need to know what you're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. Let me tell y'all the difference in thinking. Mm-hmm. And I hope this blesses some of y'all. I seen this the other day. Mm-hmm. I seen a guy get a ticket. And mm-hmm. this is crazy for him. And he was in court and he's selling dinners out of his house. And he was like, they got me, y'all. They got me. Yeah, yeah. But mm-hmm. soon, anyway, they got me the fine, you know, cussing punk motor scooters, whatever, the man, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I watched all the comments support him. Oh, man, listen, man, as soon as you get out, man, as soon as you pay that fine, don't worry, but we're going to help you pay that fine. We're going to get your plate. Man, bring me 3 plates. And I watched it go viral in my little county. Okay. I watched mm-hmm. it. It was the dumbest thing I ever seen. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you something. Well, that looks like support. Let me tell you, that's not support. Vanessa, mm-hmm. if you are selling food out your kitchen mm-hmm. and the government said, don't do that, mm-hmm. I'm not going to support you doing that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, hey, let me buy these plates so we can get you an LLC. You understand?
I got
you. Yeah. Hey, let me buy you a place. We get you this LLC. Now let's mm-hmm. use this LLC. Your entity ain't got this problem. I'm not finna tell you, keep doing what they don't want you to do. There's a big difference in thinking here. Mm-hmm. So if it were me and they wouldn't let me do it regardless of having a permit, mm-hmm. what I would do is I would understand mm-hmm. these 2 different levels of thinking. And I would go down mm-hmm. City Hall or whoever controls what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I would say, hey, I am a fan of the city. I lie my butt off. I'm a fan of the city. And I want to add value. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do to qualify mm-hmm. to stay on this corner and do this and add value to this city? And then I would shut my mouth and I would let the rule maker tell me what to do. And let me tell you what I'm actually doing. Mm-hmm. Because the moment they tell me, mm-hmm. confusion stops. The moment I am deemed a proper slave for them, mm-hmm. I get my little slave badge, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And then I walk away clean as a trustee, mm-hmm. and then I use their programming to make mm-hmm. more money than the employee who tried to hold me back. That's what I would do.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
This is exactly what my partner and I did when we were 25 years old and decided to create the bank stock business. Wow. Where we made markets and independent banks all over Ohio. We literally went to the Federal Reserve and sat down with the head of the Federal Reserve and told them what we were going to do. And we went to the head of the state regulators and told them what we're going to do. And I said, you guys have any problem with this? Because if not, we'll go do something else. But if you think this is of value, if you think we can do this, this is how we're going to do it, this is what we're going to do, and we just need to know from you whether it's okay or not.
That's it. Y'all hear that? What he did was he got his little slave badge, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm using color for work, but I'm trying to get y'all to see something. Mm-hmm. And they said, Phil, as long as you wear this, right, it's probably in his pocket, some certificate, some guarantee, he's good. And now he's the only person in the market that can move around freely. And then now what you do is you understand everybody else moving around illegally actually makes you more money because they're giving more validity mm-hmm. to what you're doing. And then when they go down, that money's still going to get spent. It just now gets spent to you. Okay. Now, 98% of what I know about business comes from the streets. There are some the most classy and sophisticated businessmen and women I've ever met live in poverty. Do you know how smart you have to be to survive in poverty? That's a genius level that you can't even, do you know how smart Nigerians are? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't have that kind of massive institutionalized poverty and live without becoming a genius in a lot of different areas. Okay, it's just the truth. Thank you very much, Vanessa. And Abby, we'll get you and then we get out of here.
Okay, quickly, I just wanted to say, I have not set up my business, dear Abby, as an entity.
Okay.
How crucial is it for me to do that? Because I had one of my former classmates at UT who's a lawyer and he also does entities. He was coming at me really hard, like, you need to really set up your entity. You need to really set up an LLC for Dear Abby. So I just want to know, how crucial is it and how soon should I get that done?
It's so crucial that I'll make sure we do your sales funnel for free if you put that money you was going to give us on your entity. Please.
Okay.
That's okay. How crucial okay. It is.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
You understand? Yeah. And when is... like, why you ain't disconnect from the call yet? Go do it right now, Win. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's how Win it is. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because basically, and let me explain to you what's happening with you is, and you can't see it now because it's not you don't have a big influx coming, but you will. You're basically saying, oh, government, I really want to give you 25% of all my money. And what state do you live in?
Texas.
Okay, Texas is good. So you get there. We don't have a state tax. If he was New York, then it would have went up to 45% of all your money. You understand what I'm saying? Texas is good. Do y'all see what I'm saying here? I would never say, you know what? I just can't wait to get up and give the government 25% of my money. You know what? Get a dollar, give a quarter to the government. Nope, never, ever, ever, ever. Ever. Number one rule of making money is what, Grace?
Not to lose it.
I preach that in the office every day. That's why they can repeat it. Number one rule of making money is not to lose it. Now you can go ahead and let them tell y'all. Here's the problem with politics. The right know how to make money, don't know how to share it. The left know how to share money, don't know how to make it. And this is really where most of your problems come from. Okay. So you're gonna let all the people on the left and then somewhere in the middle tell you that I need to pay all these taxes. I need to fix the paved road. First of all, that ain't my job. Okay? Now, I pay my fair share of taxes, but I ain't write the laws. You understand what I'm saying? Now, be glad I give my money away freely. I just got correct motives. But I ain't out here to give the government my money. As far as I'm concerned, the government is good. They can print money whenever they want to. I'm trying to give Adrian my money. You understand? All right. Justin says, not how much you make, it's how much you keep. Okay? It has to make money for you. So let me end this here. So I've got some good stuff for the conference. So we'll put all that in there. I'm so glad y'all talked because nearly 60% of what y'all said was not written down on our board yesterday. Not even close. Okay, not even close. Not even close. And you just told me I need one more speaker. So I need to find me a... Does anybody know a tax professional? A good one.
I do. Actually, I'll reach out to him. I do, because he actually helped me set up my LLC to where I'm actually... I don't know if you can add that, but... I'm actually going through a payroll company where I'm actually getting ready to pay myself a salary, but because they're geared towards small businesses, I'm also about to provide myself medical, dental, and vision benefits that are affordable because they have an umbrella for their medical where they have a group policy where you can go in under that group policy as a small business owner.
Yeah,
and
nice.
It's actually affordable. So I'm paying a fee every pay period, but I have my own dedicated account manager. So starting November 13th, I am paying myself a salary as a W-2 employee, and I'm actually going to be setting up where I'm going to have my own 401k, have everything. So it's actually very affordable. And a lot of these companies now are actually, they're rebranding their prices. They're changing their prices because of the COVID. So right now is the time to get in there and do it, because I'm only paying what, $30, but I'm giving myself benefits and giving myself a W-2, and I'm not paying all those taxes as I was as a 1099 contractor.
Yep.
But I can reach out to him. His name is Desmond Reed. He actually worked for the IRS for over 15 years. So he knows
between
ins and out of everything. And yeah.
Well, between me, you, and Justin, our professionals, I'll figure out who,
yeah,
who we'll work with. So, Justin, give me your name. Andre, you give me your name, and we'll go from there. Yeah, okay. We'll go from there.
And then, but it's doable. And like I said, I never thought my LLC was set up. My dad actually gave me the money. He was, when I was laid off, he said, "Why don't you go into business for yourself?" I don't know what to do. And I looked up and he put money in my bank account. Go set it up. So I've been sitting on it for since 2018.
Okay.
And I've only started using it then, but it's possible.
Yeah, I'll be looking for the one that's willing to give away the most value. I don't let people in here that is going to sell that sizzle and not the steak, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. The reason y'all so blessed is because there's one of your people, Andre, that come in and say, "Listen, y'all, this is the game. This is what it is. This is how it works. I'm not trying to sell you." Boom, 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 right? Boom. And if you like that, and what I'm letting everybody do, if you like that, and if you want to, you know, join with me on one of my services after this, you can. Here's the information, right? I'm not trying to take nobody money, but I'm not trying to have nobody come in here and sell us half the information. Because y'all are valuable. Yeah, y'all are valuable. And we need to get
that. All I was saying is that it's possible. You have to do your research. And I have been doing research for the last few months on trying to find. I done sat in on presentations and everything. But it takes some research. But once you find something that's a good fit for you, I'd say.
No doubt. Well, that's it right there.
I'm tired of paying that 25%.
Yeah, yeah. That's it right there. Damala, you're going to say something, and then Justin, when we get out of here.
Yeah, I just had to add on to that question. Yeah, because I'm struggling with that now because I do not plan on going back to work, but transitioning from having benefits in a 401k to figure out how to do it as a business owner is where I'm struggling with how to set my family up for insurance and all that kind of stuff next year. Because after December, I don't have any more insurance.
Oh, you ain't the only one on this call. Trust me, the whole right side of this call is struggling with that. I believe that. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Okay. It's hard to. You know, being an entrepreneur, the way we're taught, you literally go without insurance for yourself for quite some time, right? That's kind of, and I don't want to just say it's the way we taught. The system is just isn't fair to entrepreneurs in that respect. They want our taxes, but they don't want us to be safe and secure. You know, the system is designed that way. It is what it is, though. Justin?
What I was going to add to that is when you're doing your LLC, your companies, make sure you get with an expert or a specialist, not a generalist, because it has to be specific to what you're actually doing it for.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're covered, whether it's an S Corp or a C Corp or corporation, LLC, you have to make sure that it's being set up particularly for what your business is. And that way you're not, number one, setting up too early. You need it set up. But you don't want to have to file and pay taxes on something that you're not generating income for. And number two, you want to make sure that you're being set up the right way and in the right state that you're getting the proper asset protection. Because it's all about asset protection.
Everything.
That's the whole thing. The whole point of setting up the LLC is about asset protection. Even before you have assets. Before you have assets, you have to protect your assets. And your asset is actually your name. So everything goes away from your personal and goes into your business. So the name of the game is control everything, own nothing. So in other words, your company controls everything, but you personally own nothing. If you get sued, you own nothing. And you have to set it up in a way where you have different branches of your corporation. So if you have Dear Abby and you have another company, you may have one corporation, two different entities within that. If Abby, something goes wrong with Abby, you have another one and you can set up another one and another one. But one generalist person can't give you that information because they don't do it every day.
No.
I made that mistake in 2006, 2007. I had a real estate partner who was a real estate agent, but not a specialist in that. So he set up something and was set up correctly for one thing, but set up wrong for everything else.
Yep.
And luckily, I was able to get away from some of those penalties. But if you don't want to get caught up, because then you get penalty after penalty after penalty, and it makes no sense. So make sure that you find a specialist, and we have a couple. I'm sure we have a couple in the network, but I have a couple actual specialists that do this every day, and they'll put your stuff in the right state. It's worth the whatever it is, $500 or even if it's $1,000, it's worth it to get it set up right and then just pay the fee every month and let them do what they do.
That's it. But he's basically telling you, I laugh because he said, instead of everything else wrong, I had that happen to me. So he hit me where it hurt when he said that. But what he's basically saying is, Abby, listen, you pay $500 now to protect yourself, or you pay $500,000 later to lawyers to protect yourself from the protection you should have had in the first place.
When the IRS sees your account, you'll find out. I had it happen.
Man. Them fighting words right there, okay? Phil told a story about that before, and I don't want none of them problems. None of them problems. Thank y'all. We got you. We will. You'll be blessed, and you'll be blessed for everything that is happening moving forward. I'm looking forward to it. This company, or Rakay's, I should say, launches in less than 30 days. So y'all need to be ready. Now I'm literally now telling you less than 30 days. All right, less than 30 days. I'm still not telling you when, but start paying attention because I'll be dropping hints out there. Less than 30 days. We are T-minus 30 days. So be ready. Be ready, be ready, be ready, because it's about to have a lot of fun and a lot of good stuff. As far as my man Prophet, we're going to get you off disability because I believe it was Justin who said it adequately. The internet, you got it. When he said you got a computer sitting in front of you, that's it. That's all you need.
That's your corner right there.
That's it. That's all you need. And Rakeza and ATS,
wow.
They don't need your elbows at all. Don't need none of them, right? As long as the thumbs work, and if they don't work, and we'll figure something out. We'll figure something out. But all you need is your thumbs. We'll take care of you, man. So appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Thank all of you. I am grateful. Wait.
I just want to thank you for the meeting on yesterday, Antonio and Monica. It was almost, I felt like it was Christmas. And I had a lot of blessings and presents that was delivered right at my door. So again, thank you so much. That meeting really was meaningful, and I'm excited.
The waitress was so happy. I watched her. She ran off. Tell her what happened with the waitress real quick. Did you? She ran off so excited. I think she took a picture on social media. I think she did.
I think it was Christmas for her also.
It was.
Because that was a blessing she received that she really needed it. And you know, a lot of times people don't think that we tip or we are grateful for what it is that they're doing. She, in her heart, received what took place. So that made up for a lot of times people didn't do because she thought they weren't going to do. But I think you changed her mind on yesterday. A lot of things. So she's gonna treat her clients, her guests, her customers a lot different now simply because of what you did on yesterday for her.
Yes, Lord. Listen, y'all.
Amen.
Yeah, the way I want to live my life, I don't go out to a restaurant unless I can leave at least $100 tip. If I can't do it, I won't go. I will buy a $5 brownie and leave a $100 tip. I promise you, I will. I promise you. So I don't, if y'all ever go with me, you'll see that the tip will never be less than 100. Now, I'm not saying it because this is something I've been doing for years, but I'm not saying it for props. I'm saying it like this is the point of making money so you can share it. Okay? That's the point. Go ahead.
You're gonna have Antonio fighting over you when they see you coming in the restaurant.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say, Antonio, yes, I don't want to go to lunch with you. I want to serve you.
I know that's right. Yeah, you get the meal.
One of the tips I give to waiters and waitresses when I work in a restaurant, and I'm just share with everybody so you can pass it on.
Yeah,
I'll go around. I'll ask them, tell me your hero in your life. Tell me somebody who's one of your heroes. And they'll say, my mom, my dad, you know, LeBron James, whatever. I say, okay, so for this next shift, I want you to imagine that your hero is sitting at every table you serve. Do you think you might
wow
serve it a little differently? You think you might stand a little differently? You think your tone of your voice might be a little different? So for this next shift, every table, your hero is sitting at that table. And I promise you, you'll make more money this next shift if you just do that one little thing.
That's good. That's real good, Phil. That's real good. Law, you're absolutely right. When I went to India, which one is it? It's either the $200 bill. It's the purple one. Is that $2,000 or $200? It's one of them. It's the biggest currency they got. Okay, it was the biggest one they got. I brought $180,000 to India. Okay, well, this is honest to God truth. I brought $180,000 to India, converted it over, and 2,000 rupees. That's what it was. It's a 2,000. And every time that someone did something for me, I gave him a 2,000 rupee. Just boom, just gave it to him. Like the whole time I'm in India. And man, I must have gave out, I don't know. I don't know. It's well over six figures in tips. Well over six figures in tips. There's no way I can tell you how much because I wasn't even counting. Okay, I wasn't even counting, and I was wondering, you know, why everybody was, you know, I was like, Satish, is this big? I don't know what's going on. Go ahead, Phil.
Antonio, 2,000 rubies is $27.09.
$27.09. Mm-hmm. So I was just passing them out like every chance I could. I was just passing them out. Boom, boom, boom. Passing them out, passing them out, passing them out. Every chance I could. And this one guy brought me some scotch and I gave him a whole wad of them. And I said, sir, is this too much? He said, no, I come right back. He took care of me for the rest of the day. But my point was saying all that is get to the point where you make so much money to where money doesn't matter. So you can bless somebody who will remember it forever. Anywho, hopefully somebody remembers that as we move forward. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you all. We'll see you at the 12 o'clock class. Y'all have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there. And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates
up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.